I can have your attention here in the media center and upstairs in the press box. We will now begin our winner's press conference for tonight's 13th annual O'Reilly Auto Parts 300 in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We're joined by our race-winning team, led by driver Eric Jones of the number 20 GameStop Call of Duty World War II Toyota, crew chief Chris Gabehart, and Joe Gibbs Racing Executive Vice President for the Xfinity Series, Steve D'Souza. But let's start with you, Eric. I know you're from Michigan, but your third win now in six races at Texas Motor Speedway. You ought to look for some real estate down here. You're pretty good at this racetrack.
Yeah, it's been a good venture, really. I mean, you know, it's funny. I think back to the first time I came here was in 2014 in the trucks, and I thought I was going to hate this place. I really didn't have a good day, and then the second time I came back just kind of clicked for me, and ever since I felt really comfortable here and had some really good race cars and just been in good position. So it's a fun racetrack for me. I didn't think when they repaved it, it'd be the same kind of deal. I didn't know if it would still be the same old Texas, but I think really a lot of the same things that you did at the old surface really apply here even today. So it's just a fun place. I look forward every time I get a chance to come down and run a race here.
Now, Chris, this 20 car rolled off the truck with a lot of speed, claimed the Coors Light Pole Award. Walk us through your night.
Man, we've been awfully fast on the 20 team last several races with Eric. He's been doing a tremendous job, and I think it's taken him a little bit to adjust to these Xfinity cars and the rules changes. He's not a full-time Xfinity driver now, and over the last offseason, we went through a lot of changes, and he's done a great job adjusting to that and really helped dial the cars in the last several races, and we've found something that's been working for him, and, you know, it's been a pleasure. Kansas was tough on everybody, so this is a nice rebound. I really couldn't be happier with his performance here.
Now, Steve, you're no stranger to Victory Lane, but now you're in Victory Lane in Toyota's new backyard. How big is that for you?
Well, it's huge for us. We just had a chance on Thursday to visit Toyota's new headquarters here, and what a spectacular facility it is. I mean, it's unbelievable how big it is and how many employees they have there. I think there's 4,500, which is huge. And so that was great. Also, this is the home of GameStop, our sponsor that was on Eric's car this evening. So that was huge for them. And they've been on the edge of winning so many times this year. So it was really good and satisfying to be able to see them get it together and finish the laps and get the checkered flag. It was big in a number of ways for us, as I mentioned, both Toyota, GameStop, and obviously in the points for the Owners' Championship, this was huge as well. So congratulations to the 20 team and all the guys.
Okay, we will open the floor for questions. If you have a question for Eric or company, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. I know we have a question up in the press box. We'll start upstairs.
Yeah, one question for Eric Jones. First of all, congratulations for the dominant race. Wolfgang Mons, the Rennsport Press Agency from Germany. Despite that the cars are totally different to the Cup cars tomorrow and it's a night race, is there anything what you can take into advantage for tomorrow's race from this race?
Well, I think, any time you get track time on a repave is pretty valuable. And just seeing how the line moves around, seeing how wide it really gets, I think the track's light years better than it was in the spring. The groove's a lot wider. It's a lot more forgiving than it was. And and not only that, but we're on the same tire as well in the Xfinity Series as the Cup cars are this weekend too. So just seeing the fall off, seeing how hard you could push the tire and what kind of, what kind of payback you would get for it or not is going to be valuable for tomorrow. So that's really what I can take. You know, it is a lot different with it being a day race. I feel like there was a ton of grip tonight. The throttle time in 3 and 4 was pretty spectacular for the downforce levels on these cars. So a lot of grip tonight. It's going to be a lot slicker tomorrow. It's going to be really hot, but definitely some things I can take away.
We'll keep it upstairs and go to Lee.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. With the 50th anniversary of Snowball Derby coming up, Chris, are you going to give it another shot?
He's announcing he's racing. He's back to the seat.
No, I'm not doing that yet. Maybe one day, but no. No, I'll go. I probably will end up down there. I didn't go last year at all. It's the first time I haven't been in a long time. And being the 50th, I'll probably go, but it'll just be spectating. And you never know. You might see Jones and I walking around down there. I bet if I had to bet, he'll show up at some point. But he's not bringing his helmet.
Any additional questions from the press box? Any questions downstairs? Go to John.
Yeah, Eric, when Ryan was in here, John Sturban, racingtoday.com, when Ryan was in here, he said that he could get close to you, but he couldn't get around you. Was that basically because of the change in temperatures tonight, or was the air that much different?
Well, you know, I think Ryan was somewhat faster than us. Obviously, he was able to run us down before we made the pit stop. And I think we were kind of trading lap times. There's a few times when I would be faster, and there's a few times when he would be faster, just depending on how each of us would hit the lap. But we were so close in speed, you know, I think really here at the repave, with it being one groove and being predominantly on the bottom, the guy chasing has to be substantially faster than the guy they're chasing. So I just don't think it was quite fast enough to really be able to make a move. I was able to kind of watch him a few times when I was in traffic and guard against some of the moves he was trying to make. And fortunately, some of the lap traffic, I was able to get myself a buffer. I could get clear for a second and really try to hammer out a lap and get a small gap. And that was enough for those last 10 to really keep us out front. So it's just really tough when you're on those repaves and they're on, you know, on the bottom one line. It's tough to find air and make the pass.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the victory. Eric, good luck to you tomorrow in the AAA Texas 500.